This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. 17-year-old Bella Thorne, quite an actress and singer. She was a big hit in the movie Blended and also starred in Disney's Shake It Up. Her newest movie is The Duff, where she plays a villain.
I do play a mean girl. It's a little hard for me just because Mae Whitman is so cute and adorable and so amazing. And she's like, I want to say she's 4'11", 5 foot at most. And she was so tiny that I just felt like I was kind of devouring her in the movie, like digesting her.
And what's been the reaction to The Duff?
Oh, everyone loves it. Everyone that I talk to, the media, they love it. They say it's funny and it's a new Mean Girls. And so, you know, I'm just like so excited to even be compared to Mean Girls.
The Duff, so that means designated ugly fat friend, which obviously is not a term of endearment in high school, I'm sure. Is that something that you've witnessed firsthand, or?
No, I didn't know that Duff existed. But, you know, then again, I haven't been to a regular school since third grade. I've been homeschooled my whole life, so I kind of wouldn't know. But, yeah, I guess it is a term, but they're just words that are put above you that, you know, people are just putting you in a box. The jock, the mean girl, the Duff, like, everyone has one. You just have to learn to go outside of it.
And, of course, you've done so many other things, you know, on Disney and everything. You've played all these different characters. When people see you and they recognize you, what character do they associate with you most often?
Honestly, I get a lot of Blended.
Oh, the movie Blended?
Larry.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody calls me Larry. Or boys come up to me and they're like, oh my God, Larry? And they like, can't believe it's me. And they're like, you're so hot, Larry. What the heck? And they're all freaked out, which is very funny. I don't think I'll ever live that down, being on Shake It Up. So still people tell me, oh, Shake It Up, Shake It Up.
Now in Blended, whose daughter were you in that movie?
Adam Sandler's.
Now what's that like, being Adam Sandler's daughter?
It's awesome. He's really a great dad, and he's so sweet and nice and, like, caring and funny. And, you know, I don't think anybody realizes they all just want to talk about Adam Sandler and talk about this movie and that movie, but they don't realize that Adam Sandler might as well have a credit on IMDb for every single thing in the film. Like, from literally from makeup to, like, oh, Bella's eyeliner needs to be a teeny bit up more, to wardrobe, to, like, I mean, he really... He's a hard, hard worker. He was working, you know, 15 hours a day, going home with Frank, our director, doing dailies, and, you know, back up the next morning for another long day. He was exhausted, and yet he was still in a good mood, still made everyone feel at peace and at home. So, yeah, I would like to be that hands-on, but I'm going to let people do, you know, everybody has their own vision, and that's really when a movie comes together. That's just personally what I believe, considering I want to, you know, be a writer or director, and everybody's making, you know, all the ingredients to a piece of a pie. So you kind of have to let people see their own vision.
Now tell me a little bit about your music career. Is this something that you really want to do, like, full-time, or are you more interested in being...
No? Honestly, I'm really not the best singer. It took me a long time to work on my voice. I'm not a ballady, like, I'm not gonna Mariah Carey this, honestly. I make more fun dance music that you listen to with your friends and you're blasting out in the car. Much more Taylor Swift than anything else, but, you know, with a really deep manly voice, like I have. and so it's really not my favorite, I would say. I just don't focus on it. I really focus on acting in my book series.
And but your musical influence, I read, is Katy Perry. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I really like Katy Perry. She's amazing, and you know, her voice has developed. Like, she was amazing before, but her voice has developed so much. I go to her singing coach. I literally want her voice.
Have you ever had a chance to meet her?
No, but we work with the same stylist, so I'm always hearing about her, and she like sends me random photos and videos through Johnny's phone, but no, I've never met her in person.
All right, well, I'm sure that'll happen sooner than later. Bella Thorne, all the best to you. What's up next in your career now?
I just got my new book in for Autumn's Kiss, which is the second in the series of Autumn's Falls, and I'm really excited. I'm really proud of my book series.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I have a book out. I have a book out, too. It's called Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped, Memories of a Life on the Radio. I bet you you'll sell a few more copies than I did.
I don't know about that.
Well, listen, you sound like you have an awful lot going on at such a tender age of 17, and we wish you all the best, and I hope you'll come back and say hello.
I would love to. It would be my pleasure. Thank you.
With Bella Thorne, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Maryland native played for the Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs, collecting 7 titles. He earned the nickname Big Shot Rob because of his clutch shooting in the playoffs.
Man slammed in by the uncovered Robert Horry. This time of the year, he begins to flower.
So where is Robert Horry now? Robert's daughter, Ashlyn, suffered from a rare genetic disorder and died in 2011 at the age of 17. In her honor, Rob and his family established the Ashlyn Horry Foundation, helping to improve the quality of life for children with disabilities. Robert also owns 3 rehabilitation centers in and around Houston.
Parker into Iverson. Outside for Horry. Over Camby.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, what a shot! Robert Horry has done it again!
Robert Horry, still making them count. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about a cheap trick that can save your life and, in fact, it can save your family's life, too? Here's the common sense science of it. Each year, more than 1,000 youngsters aged 9 and under die in home fires. So a fire drill is the right thing to do. But before you can have a home fire drill, you've got to have an evacuation plan. Work this out with all family members so they know what they're supposed to do, where to go. Now, the most important part, rehearse it. Then, when the family least expects it, call a fire drill. Even sound the smoke detector. What's the cheap psychological trick? Prepare your family for the unexpected, and it'll increase the probability that all of your family will stay safe in the event of a real fire. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.